Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's all stand. Bow our heads in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, we come once more, Lord, expecting you to speak to us once more this day. Lord, we appreciate the opportunity, Lord, to gather. Lord, we just ask you to have your perfect way, Lord, in everything that's said and done this night. Lord, we'll be sure to give you the glory and the honor. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray these things. Amen. You may be seated. I might turn to page 53, and I only believe. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there.
Only with them. Soul of man is like a wave.
themselves. Would you mind taking the offering? Sing, let the Lord have his way in your heart every day. Let the Lord have his way in your heart every day. There's no peace, there's no rest until Morgan sent me a text one morning here. I wanted us to keep him in his prayers. And he says, I wanted to share with you what God's been doing in my life. He's been making unbelievable, uncontrollable changes. And it's been such a beautiful thing. I'm just asking for you all to keep me in your prayers. So just keep Brother Jason in your prayers, if you would. As we take the needs before him. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we know you're the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord, and the one who cares about each and every one of our needs. And Lord, as Jason, Morgan, Lord, ask for your prayers of the people. Lord, we ask that you come down in such a mighty way, Lord, and bless you. Lord, we don't know the situation. But Lord, it sounds like he has a desire to turn his life around. Lord, only you can do that, Lord. There ain't no man can do it. Lord, only you can do that. And Lord, we lift him up before you this day, Lord, asking you to take control of his life and his family and his situation. And Lord, just meet the need in such a mighty way, Lord, that he comes back with a testimony. Lord, that you've made a work in his life, Lord. Lord, we just appreciate everything you've done for each and every one of us. Lord, we know you can do it. Lord, if it's in your plan, Lord, we ask you to take control of the situation now. Lord, just reach down in the room right now, Lord, and put your Holy Spirit upon him. Let him feel the love, and Lord, that these people have for him. Lord, we're rooting him on. Lord, we'd like to see the Lord get a hold of him. Lord, and just bless his family, like I said. Lord, it's such a situation, Lord, it's got to be hard on anyone. But Lord, we know you're more than able to take control of everything. And Lord, make everything work out the way it's supposed to. And Lord, as we take the needs of the people in tonight, Lord, we just ask you to bless each and every one. Lord, you know each and every situation. Lord, we all raised our hand, Lord, even though we may not know the need we have. Lord, but you do. Lord, and I ask you to meet it in such a mighty way today, Lord, that, Lord, it will make changes in our life, Lord. Lord, whether it's healing or maybe we have a financial need, Lord, but more importantly, Lord, it's spiritual. Lord, you know each and every heart, Lord, and what they have need of. Lord, we lean on you now, Lord, to bring the word forth to us, and we ask you to bless it to our hearts. Lord, may we rejoice, Lord, go out and live. Lord, what we have heard. Lord, we just ask you to bless the remainder of the service now and let everything be done for your glory and your honor. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray. Amen. You may be seated. Anyone have a song on their heart or song they want to sing? Let them. It's in this little capstone book. Page 10. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Amen. There will never be a sweeter story. Story of the Savior's love divine. Love that brought him from the rounds of glory. Just to save a sinful soul like mine. Oh, seen another hand. You got a song back here somewhere? You can be seated if you like. 619, I only believe. Amen. What would I do without Jesus? He's the shepherd of my life. Lord, I just couldn't walk this world alone. Oh, when I'm hungry, he feeds me. When I'm thirsty, he is my water. I couldn't make without Jesus, what would I do? When I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen with arms all about me. He rocks me in his bosom while Confidence to know that when you need him in the future, he's going to be there to meet you. Amen. Someone to talk to, someone to comfort you. Amen. Happened so many times in my life. What a friend. Amen. Let's all stand, if you will. Sing a little chorus. Amazing Grace. We ask our pastor to come.
Amazing Grace. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you again for this grand opportunity, as the prophet would say. Lord, we appreciate it every time you get us together here and to make it possible to be here. We are so thankful for that and thankful for the little place that you've given us to come in and to worship and to listen to your precious word. Ask again now tonight that you would just come down in our hearts and open our hearts to your precious word. And Lord, we would understand these things and it become a greater reality to us. Lord, through revelation, by the revealing of your precious word. We ask now that you would do that for us as we just commit ourselves into your hands now and for your service. That thy will be done in all things. In your glorious, precious name. Ask our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated for a moment. Just have a couple announcements. I'd like to announce a couple things before we get started back into our message this evening. First of all, Lord willing, and if things doesn't change to where they get worse or anything like this as far as the virus or anything like that, Brother George Smith will be here August 16th to spend a Sunday with us. So I just ask the Lord to have his way there. And he's like to share with us some of the things that's going on and so forth. He travels all over the place, that's for sure, and sees a lot of things. So we pray God will have his preeminence there and services together on August the 16th. And then if anybody hasn't signed Sister Smith's card yet, make sure you do that. Try to remember, it's back there in the office there, so try to grab that. I think there's a couple of you that signed it yet. So make sure you try to grab that and sign it. And then we brought some fans, if anybody would need a fan to fan with. There's some few extra fans back there, if you'd like to have that. Instead of use the book or something, tear it up. So just like say there's some fans back here if it'd help you. And by God's grace, we'll get through this time. Amen. But anyhow, we want to go right back in the scriptures now and in the quotes, and trusting again that your heart will be open. You'll be hungry for the word. We're living that time. We know that there is a great falling away. And people, it's hard to keep them interested. It's hard to keep them hungering for the Lord and hungering for the greater things of God and for God to have a greater preeminence. It's faded, and it's fading more away than it ever did. But yet through the middle of that and all that that's going on throughout the land, there is a true bride that will truly give her heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will express himself through her. And we'd like to pick up this evening from going on to that nature now and mention a few things and try to get as far as I can this evening, but I'll never get done again. But Lord willing, we'll try to go as far as we can this evening. But let us all stand. Let's just read a very familiar scripture in 2 Peter and the first chapter. 2 Peter, first chapter. And as I said, very, very familiar scripture. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith. Oh my, that's a special people. Yeah, those that have obtained like precious faith. See. With us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you, you special people, through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us, special people, yeah, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen. May God bless his precious word again. You may be seated. So again, it's a special people with a special nature. You believe that? Amen. Now, just because you got masks on don't mean you can't say amen. So make sure if you are agreeing with the word, you say amen. Not to me, but the word. All right, so we find here in, I'm just going to read this quote in Show Us the Father. This was June 6, 1963. He said, now let's compare that with the blood of goats and sheep for sin. He's talking about that, but I'm going to pick up a little later on. He said, it was a propitiation, certainly, but it didn't sufficiently do the job. So he's telling us here, as I said, I didn't go back far enough to probably catch it all, but just to give you back the idea that sheep, goats, and bullocks didn't take care of the problem. Okay. He says here, and when the blood cell is broke of the innocent one, see, because the lamb's life could not come back on a human being. Because it had no soul. Okay? It merely is an animal. But when Jesus came and that blood cell broke, the life of God himself comes upon us. And we are sons and daughters of God with his nature. Okay? Now just let that soak in a little bit. We are sons by this, what He done for us, and through Christ. We are sons and daughters of God. And we have His nature. See? So I'm going to pick up in this little message here. It's really hard to be able to go through all this, so I'm going to pick up some of the highlights, and maybe we can go back later and get some more of it. But it's in the message, the unveiling of God. And I want you to really think about this now, with what we've had the last 2 weeks, and with what I believe the Holy Ghost is wanting to do and doing, and that's something special in special people's lives. I want you to really think about these things really deeply now and apply it to your own life. Think about this for you. Now, as I said many times and do it many times, don't pay attention to who's beside of you. But you just think about you with what He's done for you. Okay? But He goes on to say here, of course He's talking about many things, but we're going to pick up about page 6 in this reprint. He said, God has always in every age has hid behind a veil. Has always. Always hid behind a veil. Okay? All ages. But He's been God all the time. I want you to get that. Through all the ages now, He's always... He's always veiled Himself down through all the ages. Okay? But He's still God. He's God all the time. Okay? Regardless who He's veiled in. Listen. Regardless who He's veiled in, He's God. Okay? But He's kept Himself hid from the world and reveals Himself to His elected. He's always hid Himself in the world, but He's revealed Himself to His elected. So, again now, I want to apply that to myself, and you've got to apply that to yourself. If you believe you're one of His elected. Okay? And you don't even have to trust that you're one of His elected if you have the manifestation that you have the new birth. You know you're elected. Without a doubt. Otherwise, you have to continue to trust. But even if you do that, still listen to what I'm saying. Okay? He says, He's hid Himself from the world and reveals Himself to the elected, like the apostles at that day. Now, that was God speaking in Christ. Now, man has always, and it's been the nature of man, he sought to see physically that God. Okay? It's just what man's always done. He's always sought to see that God, to try to find out who that God is, to try to know that God. It's just what man has always done. Okay? So we're going to skip over a little bit. Now, notice now, Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus of the New. He's the same God, just changing His form. Okay. Now, someone said the other day, a Baptist minister out there in Tucson, how can you say that Jesus and God would be the same person? I said, well, it's very easy. If you just let your own thinking just get away and think the Bible terms of it. They are the self-same being. Okay? God is a spirit. And Jesus is the body that He was veiled in. Okay? Now, still a lot of people get this all mixed up and confused and make it confusing and make it hard to understand. But if you just take it Bible terms, as the prophet said, it's so simple. You know? I said, like in my home, to my wife, I am her husband, and I have a young daughter, Rebecca. I am her father, and I have a grandson. His name is Paul. I am his grandfather, see, I am husband, father, and grandfather, and my wife has no claims on me as a father or grandfather. She has claims on me alone as a husband, and my daughter has no claims on me as a husband or grandfather. She is my child. But yet all these three persons is the same person. That's God. Father, Son, Holy Ghost is just the dispensation claim. God is same. The same God. God changed himself, changes his form. Okay? Now, just keep that in mind. God changes his form. Okay? If you notice here in Philippians, he says, not thinking it robbery, but took on the form of a man. Yeah. Now, the Greek word here, there is form. He said, I've been looking at it all day yesterday, trying to think out what it was. I find and come with this word of emorphe. It's spelled E-M-M-O-R-P-H-E, emorphe. Looking in the Greek to find out what emorphe was, I may have pronounced that wrong, but the reason I spell it is that it's when the tape is released, people, scholars will know what I mean by it. When emorphe, that means that he changed himself. He come down. Now the Greek word there means that something that could not be seen, yet it's there, and then it's changed, and the eye can catch it. You see, like Elijah was at Dothan, the servant couldn't see all those angels around there. God just changed, see, not brought the angels down. You see, the angels was always there, remember? But he changed the seeing of the servant. So in other words, the servant now could see angels. It was there, but the angels was always there. Okay? And there was mountains full of angels and fire of horses and fire and chariots of fire all around this prophet. But he changed the seeing so he could see it. The thing is already there. So that's what I'm trying to say, that God that always was is here. He's still here now. The only thing he done when he become man, he changed his mask. This in Morphe, you see, he changed himself to what he was, to what he is, or his mask. It's another act. Okay? He says, like in the great drama, as I was speaking this morning, kind of catch on Shakespeare. Been a long time, but when Shakespeare wrote the drama for King James of England, the character of Macbeth, and he said, see, Shakespeare did not believe in witches, but in the play for the king, he did believe in witches. So he had to include witches. And in order to do this, they changed the cast. And I won't go on to read any more about that, but just kind of get you the idea of a play. You know, you can take the same person, Brother Branham talked about in different places, you know, where they go in, maybe play this one time, they come out the next time the villain, but it's the same person all the time. Okay? So let's go on. All right, so he says here, I'm going to skip on over a little bit further again, as I said, just to try to save a little time. Then after the Holy Spirit came, he was then the Son of God. God is a spirit. Okay. He was the Holy Spirit, Son of God. He lived through the church ages as Son of God. Because why? That was the Holy Spirit. Is that right? You got it? Okay, all right. Now in the millennium, he'll be the son of David, sitting upon the throne of his father, David. He is the son of David. Now you remember, between the Son of God and the Laodicea church age, they put him out. And in Luke, he said that he would be revealed again as the Son of Man, the prophet, fulfilling the rest of it. The scriptures, the perfectly together, Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. What was it? Is Son of God all the time, just changing. I'm sorry. It's the same God all the time, just changing his form in Morphe. He just changed it, see? It's a great drama to him. He's acting it out. Keep listening. He came as Son of Man, the prophet, done exactly. Even that little woman, in all of her sin, there at the well, she recognized him. She said, we know the Messiah is coming, which is called the Christ. That's what he'll do. She recognized because she was predestinated seed. Now that's the one that's going to recognize what I'm going to renew your mind back to. After all this we've been talking about these last few weeks, that's the one that's going to see something. Now remember, God is so great, He can hide Himself right in the Scripture. He is so great, He can hide Himself right in this message that I'm reading to you. It is grace if you're able to have it revealed to you and or to see it. Okay? All right? He says here, she was predestinated seed. Then see, where the rest of them didn't recognize it. They had nothing to recognize with. See, they had no seed laying in there to recognize it. There wasn't no predestinated seed. There wasn't a representation of predestination. They were in sin to begin with. For His acts, He changes His form. Then He came, the form of Son of Man, for the Reformers' age, Wesley, Luther, and all down through. And then we find out that they got it so bundled up, just like the Israelites did, until when He does appear in the last days, in the Pentecostal age, as the Holy Spirit, they rejected it. Now think of that. Appears as the Holy Spirit, and they rejected it. They did the same thing Israel did. And what does He do now? Return as Son of Man. And then from the Son of David, see how close we are? Son of Man, Son of David, Son of God. He's revealed in the last days as Son of Man according to Malachi 4. You believe that, don't you? Okay. All the rest of the prophecies pertaining to this hour. No more dealing with the church after they put Him out on the outside knocking the door. Some predestinated seed in there yet, though. He must get to them. Okay? So regardless of what's going on, He's going to get to that predestinated seed. Okay? And God in man has emptied Himself. God in man has emptied Himself. Joel 2:28. We find out, He said, I will pour out in the last days my Spirit. Is it a different God? Is it a different Spirit? No. It's the same Spirit. Okay. Now when it was said here, He emptied Himself or poured out. Now we think like this, that He vomited up. The English word of empty or poured out from Him. See, something went out of Him that was different from Him. That's the way English terms that He's saying here would show us that it'd be something different from Him. Okay? But the word kenos in the Greek does not mean that. He vomited up or something, or His arm went off, or His eye went out, another person, see? And that is, He changed Himself. He poured Himself into. He poured Himself into. Amen. Into another mask. Into another form. See, He just kept changing His same one, but He just kept changing mask. And pouring Himself in to other forms. Okay? All right? Into another mask, into another form. Not another person that went out of Him. Another person went out of Him. No. It was the person. Okay? He said not another person went out of Him, called the Holy Spirit, but it was He Himself. He said, do you get it? Again, you're going to see how, if you really let this all tie in, now again, it all stems on whether you really know you're born again or not. Okay? That's what it all stems on. He Himself poured Himself into people. It's more than one, isn't it? He didn't say one person. He poured Himself into people. Christ in you. Oh, I love it. How beautiful, He says, how wonderful to think God pouring Himself into the human being, into the believer. You've got to know whether you're a believer or not. You see? Now we've been going through these last few weeks, it shows whether you are a believer or not. You see? If we're not able to pass the test, and we're not a real believer, then this is something that if predestinated seed is still laying in there, you've got this to look forward to. But if you can see yourself in that position, you've already been born again, filled with the Holy Spirit. My, look what he's saying about you. You see? All right? It's God pouring himself into the human being, into the believer, poured out. It was a part of his drama to do so. God, all the fullness of the Godhead bodily was in this person, Jesus Christ. He was God and God alone, not a third person or a second person or a first person, but the person. God veiled in human flesh. Okay? Now just keep listening. 1 Timothy 3:16, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. For God, Elohim, capital G-O-D, in the Bible, refer back anyone, it refers to the original, it said Elohim in the beginning, Elohim. And Elohim, without controversy, great is the mystery of Elohim. For Elohim was made flesh, and we held him. Elohim veiled in human flesh. The great Jehovah that covered all space, time, everywhere, was made man. He says we handled him. Elohim, in the beginning, Elohim. And Elohim was made flesh and dwelt among us. Okay? Who is this great unseen person? He's talking about Melchizedek, who came to Abraham. Who is this Abraham seen in visions? Right at last, though he was manifested in flesh before the sun came, God himself came to Abraham in the form of a man at the end time, manifested. He saw him in a little light one time. He saw him in visions. He heard his voice, many revelations, see? But just before the promised son, he saw him in the form of a man and talked to him. And fed him, and meat, and drink. And notice, God himself veiled in human flesh. Oh my. This was a part of his way. Now I'm reading all this so you try to grasp something. This was a part of his way. This is the way he manifests himself to us. Manifests the eternal word. God Jehovah made flesh. Like in St. John 1, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. In the beginning was Elohim. Elohim became the Word. And the Word was Elohim. And the Word was made Elohim. It's the same thing, just unfolding. Okay? Like the attribute, see? It is in God. An attribute is your thought. God in the beginning, the eternal, he wasn't even a God. He was the eternal. He wasn't even God, because God is an object of worship or something. So he wasn't even that. He was Elohim, the eternal. But in him was thoughts. Now, start thinking about you being there. I say, how do I know I was there? Are you born again? Do you have the new birth? Are you able to understand the mysteries of this day? Are you able to understand the Word? And is it vindicating itself? The entire Word of God. Then you know he's in the thoughts of God. Because that's the only way you can or ever will vindicate through you. The entire Word of God is because you was in the thoughts of God. Otherwise, it will never happen. Not. He wanted to become material. And what did he do? Then he spoke a word and the word was materialized. That's the whole picture from Genesis to Revelation. There's nothing wrong. It's Elohim materializing so he can be touched and felt. And in the millennium, there's Elohim sitting on the throne. See, that's right. With all his subjects around him. Are you one of them subjects around him? Glory. That he predestinated. With all his subjects around him that he predestinated before the foundation of the world. I begin to see and realize how special you are. Oh my. Glory. I'm telling you, friends, these things will mean so much more to you if you know you've been born again. Until then, it's a hope. It's a trust. I'm hoping. You see why it's been so important the last few weeks? But some, to them, it's getting too hot. They don't want to be here. It's too hot. It's too much. They can't take it. You see? The rocks cried out. It's too much. can't take it. But the little seed says, that's what I've been waiting for. That's what I want. That's my whole desire. That's my whole longing in life. You see? He says here, notice through the ages the same way by his prophet he has revealed himself. Them, he said, them wasn't exactly prophets, they were God. He said so. For what they spoke was God's word. They were the flesh that God was veiled in. Yeah. They were gods. Jesus said himself, said, how can you condemn me when I say that I'm the Son of God? And your own law says, them who the word of the Lord come to was gods. See? So it was God formed in a man called a prophet. And the word of the Lord came to this man. So it wasn't the prophet. The prophet was the veil. But the word was God. The man's word won't act like that. It won't act like that in that manner, he says. But potentially, it was God. See, he was the Word of God in the form of a man called, notice, he says, a man. He never changed his nature. Never. And you'll see, he still has not changed his nature. Even in those he has poured himself out into. Never changed his nature. You're going to see why these special people act in such a way, think in such a way, respond to things in such a way that the normal human race cannot come close to. Because that nature doesn't change. Not at all. They think the same way God thinks. Yeah. For they have the mind of Christ. Oh. Is it coming together? Be a special people. Very special. That's why a lot of people in the message even, and so-called believers and Christians, will never come close to this, friends. Never. They will go on professing, acting the best they can to it, but you'll never see the life, the literal life of Jesus Christ. And that's something that has to be or will perish. Notice he never changed his nature. No. Only his form. Hebrews 13:8. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now we do realize he's now acting through his wife, don't you realize that? He sure is. He now is, it's come time that he acts through his wife. Yes. Them are the ones that he now lives in. Same God, same nature, his nature. That's why, again, they are so special. Oh my. Only the Holy Spirit can reveal these things to you, friends. Only the Holy Spirit can make it real to you. How could you have these things revealed to you and act the same way and not be an overcomer? How could you? But you'll see why. Some people just can't obey the laws. Some people just can't do what God wants done. They just can't accept the fullness of the word. It isn't the same nature. They haven't had a new birth yet. And yet you try to show them and you try to show them, give them the word to try to let them see that they got something they need to cry out for instead of just sitting there deceived. And they won't listen to him. Oh my. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he did not change He did not change His nature when He came. He is always that prophet all down through the age. Same thing. The Word, the Word, the Word, the Word. He cannot change. He cannot change His nature. That's why, remember the things I read this morning? His nature in you? Was you listening? Oh my. That's why I wanted to read those things again to get it fresh in your mind. It's His nature in you. Yeah. He just changes His mask. That's all He does. Just changes His mask. Friends, now we're talking about real Christians. Real Christians. It's Christ made manifest again. Like I've changed from husband when my child is born, then I'm a father. But he was still the same man. Okay. When my grandchild is born, I'm a grandfather. See? But I don't change. No. Brother Brown was just the same man when he had a grandson. He didn't change. He was the same. It's still me, he says. And God is still saying, it's still me. No wonder Paul said, I live, but yet it's not I. It is Christ that liveth in me. Do you get it? I mean, reality? These things we've longed and hoped for, many have thought they understood. Many may still sit here and think they understand. But until it takes you over, friends, it hasn't happened. See? I'm just showing you what can happen if it happens to you. That you really change. You really are born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. How could you hold on to the same things you've done for years and say that Christ is in you? Impossible. It's a whole different nature, friends. And that nature is the force, it's the drive, it's the push, it's the desire. How could you say it if it hasn't changed? Your life is still the same. Maybe you only act a little better. Maybe you quit doing some things that you wouldn't initially have done before. You can do that under sanctification. See? That's cleaning your life up. But it's still not the new birth. It's still me, he says. And that's God. It's just, he said, it just changed your form. Now, and nature changes it down from a young man to a middle age and an old man. And there you are. You see, you just change your form. But nature doesn't change. Now, you couldn't say a little fellow stand up here 16 years old and say he was a grandfather. He couldn't be. His form has to be changed. A few years changes it. Then he becomes grandpa. See what I mean? But it's the same person all the time. All these different times he has changed. From prophets and on down through Jesus Christ and all. It's the same one that's in his bride. Not a different one. The same person. The same nature. When you see that, friends, how many real Christians is there on this earth? Not very many. But Lord, help me be one of them. Hallelujah. Oh, God. But it's the same person all the time. The same person. God all the time. In this way, He reveals Himself to His people in doing this. Notice through the ages, the pillar of fire. He revealed Himself to His people. In the age of Jesus, He revealed Himself to His people. In the age of the Holy Spirit, as the Son of God, Son of David. And He always reveals Himself in a manner to His in this manner to His people, making the people to know Him. He's veiled behind something. Notice, in the same way or same nature every time. Why did we know that Brother Branham was the vindicated prophet of this age? Because what God did through him showed he was scripturally that prophet. Not what Brother Branham did himself. It's what God did through that prophet vindicated him being the prophet of the age. Same thing what God does in His bride will vindicate them being the true bride today. You see? Oh, glory. It says every time, you see, God veiled in Jesus to do the work of redemption at the cross. God could not die as a spirit. He's eternal. But He had to put on a mask and act the part of death. He did die, but He couldn't do it in His God form. He had to do it in His Son form, as Son of Man on earth. He had to be the Son form. Then when He returned on Pentecost, He was Son of God again. Oh, that's what Holy Spirit, Spirit form. You see what I mean? He says, get the idea? Well, I hope we're getting the idea and getting it with reality. Yeah. Skip on a little further. Next thing, we'll skip a little bit to save a little time for this evening. And I'll close. Time's over with already. He says here, so now, well, let's back up a little bit here. We in Him, then we being in Him, we are still veiled to the religionist. Yeah. You mean you can be veiled to other religious people? Yes. Religionist. And professors of the world. See, our glory that we have and enjoying, we are still veiled to them outsiders. They think we're crazy. Same thing they thought Jesus was crazy. They thought Stephen was crazy. They thought Peter was crazy. They thought John was crazy. They thought Paul was crazy. They and many thought Brother Branham was crazy. They think we're crazy. Why, it's the same Christ in us. Yes. Oh my.
If they don't think you're crazy, you're missing the boat somewhere.
Yeah. They think we're crazy and nut again. That's right. But we who are in here, in Christ, baptized into Him, 1 Corinthians 12, into Him, we are partakers of His glory. Yes, we're partakers of this glory. See, but not on the outside. You're still looking in, denying it, see? Let's talk about those that's denying it. So now we are invited into Him to be partakers of all that He is. We're invited into Him, which is hid to the unbelievers by the veil of human flesh. They know that glory. Sure.
That's why you get a lot of people knows all about these things in the message. They know that glory.
They read of it.
They can tell you about it.
Yeah. It's in the word here of the glory of God and the things like that. It's just a word to them. But to us, it's a manifestation. You're born again, it's a manifestation. Yeah. It's no more just a word.
These things I've read just so far, it's no more just word.
It is a manifestation if you're born again. It's no more word, it's a reality.
Glory.
Amen, he says. God said, let there be light. That was the word. But now there is light. It ain't word, it's a light now. See what I mean? Now, it isn't just a written word to us. It's a reality that we're in Him. Oh, it's a reality we're in Him. It's a reality that His nature is in us. Glory. He says here, now we're enjoying Him. Are you enjoying Him? I'm enjoying Him. That's why I even go around the house sometimes and I'll be out there in the barn or something or going through the field. He's the shepherd of my valley. Oh, yeah. Why? Because He is. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? Yeah. Now we behold Him. Now we see Him. Why? Because
because he's manifesting to us. That's the only way you want to see him. Life comes by the word made manifest. Is that right? That's what the prophet said. Now we see him, the word manifesting himself. It's hid out there. Because why? It's once again veiled in human flesh. Yeah. They didn't know who Jesus was. They just knew it was something strange. Somebody that had some wonderful powers, and my just couldn't hardly understand why he could go through what he did, you know, the mockery and spitting and jabbing him and pushing him and just making fun of him and everything. And opened all his mouth. They thought, boy, he's strange. There's something wrong with him. He's different. He was just filled with the Holy Ghost. Haven't you had people tell you the same thing? You're different. How do you go through that? They'll say, how can you take that? How can you stand that person doing that to you? Huh? Don't they do the same thing? Yes. Oh my. I'll close here. Why don't you sisters come on? He said, I'm a Christian. Well, let's back up. And he said, that bunch of people, where did they go to school? What education do they have? He says, what did they come from? Where did they come from? And what group do they belong to? See, they just don't get it. A man said to another man the other day, said, you have to belong to a denomination to be a Christian. He said, I'm a Christian. I don't belong. And I said, I'm a Christian. I don't belong to any of them. He said, God taking this cancer out of me and said, now, what do you think about that? He's talking about this man saying you've got to be a Christian to be in a denomination to be a Christian. This other man said about, oh, wait a minute, what are you going to say about this? I was healed of cancer. Now, what are you going to say about that? And I don't belong to the denomination this time. Okay. He said, I'm a Christian. I don't belong to any of them. He said, God had taken this cancer out of me and said, now, what do you think about that? It was a doctor. He said, show me the denominations doing it. All right? It's still veiled. We're inside of Christ. Now, as then, all true believers see Him. The word of promise of this day openly manifested. All true believers see Him, the word of promise of this day, openly manifested. So that's a big word, if you can get it. All true believers, it's in the word, see God openly. Wow. The veil's rent, and God stands openly before you, manifested. God manifested openly. We think people see. Do they see something special in your life? Or are they always going to see something that goes back to relate to what you was years ago and still the same person? Sometimes I wonder on that day how many will have to stand before God. Thinking they had done receive the true baptism of the Holy Spirit. And they didn't. You know what? It's going to be way more than you ever dreamed that it'll be. Why do you say that, Rusty? Because it's the most deceptive age that ever was. And God's prophet, which is His mouthpiece, showed us. That's the age we're in. It's so easy to say, I was born again. It's so easy to say, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. You know how deceptive it got from the places we came from. Make an open door opportunity for young people to do something, an availability to do something with the other young people. And then to come and tell them and say, you're not born again, you're not going with them. What do you think a young person is going to do that hasn't got an ounce of Christ in them? They'd tell you anything to be able to get to go. It's hard to believe man could be so foolish and so carnal. You see. But friends, we're in the light, the truth. We know what's right. And again, you ain't going to make Christians by governments. You ain't going to make anybody be a believer. You're not going to make anybody be a Christian. I was preached with something this afternoon, and I told the little sister, I said, I'm not going to make anybody do anything. If God can't do it for them, I sure can't do it for them either. It's impossible. No way. No way. I cannot change people's hearts. I cannot change their drives, their ambitions, their true longing and true hungers. I can't do that. That's something only God can do. I can only give you the word to express to you, to show you what happens, what you was before, what happens, what takes place, what you are afterwards. And then if there's a deep call to the deep, then something can open up and begin to churn and be motivated and come to life. Which is what I'd like to see every man, woman, young person in here experience. Every one of them. But I can't do that for them. But I'm trying my best, as I've said before, I'm trying my best to get them to see the reality of it. The importance of it. That without it, you're lost. That's all there is to it. You're lost. And you hear me up here preaching these things and talking about these things, or the scriptures, the cares of life that chokes, the things that Jesus spoke of, our Lord. Don't you think these things aren't happening today? Right in your own midst. Don't you believe me? Can't you believe the word? It's happening right in our midst. How could I keep my mouth shut? How could I? I wouldn't be worth a nickel if I kept my mouth shut and let you go on. Without trying to wake you up. But I'm trying. And some are not. They're only going further down and further away until one day they'll leave us because it was not of us. Believe it or not. You try to help. You try to do all you can do. But it just doesn't seem to do any good. But friends, I'm going to tell you, and I'll remind you, if you've got the nature of God in you, He doesn't change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will not change. But people in this age are trying to make God anything but the message of this hour. The adding to, taking away, trying to lighten this up so they can have more people and lighten on this because they don't want somebody to leave. I don't want to see anybody leave either, friends. God knows my heart. It would tear the heart out of me. You see? But I can't control that. I can't control it. We're in the closing of time. They can't take what we're going through now. Do you think they're going to be able to stand it when things really begin to press? Do you really think they're going to stand up? No. No way. But by God's grace, the sons and daughters of God with His nature will stand. Hallelujah. God help me to stand through it all. us all stand. Amen. The life of God Himself comes upon us, and we are sons and daughters of God with His nature. His nature. Oh my. As I said, if you really are beginning to see these things, and it's really striking reality, you can really see why there is just a few. I mean, it's so few. It's scary. So few. Will they ever come to it? I don't know. Will there be any more ever come to it? I don't know. I'm just trusting I'll be maybe be able to help in getting that last one in. And then it'll all be over with. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, most of these people have known me for a long time. And I've known them for a long time. They know who I am. I know who they are, Lord. And no doubt, probably, Lord, to some I may still seem a little on the crazy side. A little bit strange. I don't have a message like many of the ministers in this message have. Me and them get frills and thrills off of talking about Israel. This is all right in this place. Me and them get frills and thrills off of Lord jumping around and screaming and motivated by the Holy Ghost and then flesh act up that it shouldn't do. But Lord, I'm just plain. I just tell it like it is. That's all I know. Lord, I don't want to have to stand before you on the day of judgment and hear those words. Why didn't you tell them? Lord, help us. I pray, Father, as long as we're here in this life, that these precious little sheep that you put under me, that, Lord, they're under my watch. Lord, they'll understand me. Satan will not be able to enter in to break that love between us. But we'll hold each other up in prayer and love each other and hold out to the end, Lord. May they always have it quickened in their heart and in their thoughts. And I'm trying to help them. I'm trying to help them to get in. Lord, even maybe some of my own family will never understand. Lord, I trust that they'll know and understand. Ask, Lord, a special blessing now upon the people. May you bless them in a mighty way. The little bride, wherever she's at, over this earth, Lord, may you bless her. Be with her. And quicken our hearts and our lives together in Christ. That you can live and manifest yourself through spells of flesh. We appreciate you now. Thank you again for everything this day you've blessed us with. Thank you for the food on my table, Lord, the clothes on my back, the roof over my head. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of health and all these different things. I appreciate it. May it be to your glory. In your holy name we ask these things now. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Without Him, I can do nothing. Amen. Let's sing it together. Without Him, I